I'm Theodore Henry with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, August 24. Coming up, country records GDP growth of 1%. Prime Minister extends solidarity and support to Italy. And Education Minister urges students to refrain from illegal activities. The details after the break.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for Zika V. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from Zika V. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free. A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting that Jamaica's real gross domestic product, GDP, grew by an estimated 1.1% during the April to June quarter of 2016 as compared to the same period last year. Director General of the PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry, says the increase was influenced mostly by an improvement in overall weather conditions across the island relative to last year. Cumulative rainfall for the first 6 months of 2016 was 105% of the 30-year mean, compared with 67% of the 30-year mean for the corresponding period in 2015.
The outturn for the April to June 2016 period largely reflected 1. Favorable weather conditions relative to the corresponding period of 2015, which positively impacted the performances of the agriculture, forestry and fishing, and the electricity and water supply industries.
Dr. Henry was speaking at the PIOJ's quarterly press briefing on Wednesday. He says other factors influencing the growth in GDP include strengthening of the global economy and its positive impact on local hotels and restaurants, and improvements in domestic demand, as well as increased levels of domestic and industrial construction activities. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has conveyed Jamaica's deepest sympathies to the government and the people of Italy. This in the wake of a devastating earthquake which has killed over 100 persons so far. In a letter to the Prime Minister of the Republic of Italy, Matteo Renzi, Mr. Holness said Jamaica is praying for the people of Italy in their time of grief. He adds that Jamaica joins with the rest of the international community in extending solidarity and support at this time. The Prime Minister has expressed hope that there will be a speedy recovery in affected areas and that the resilience of the people of Central Italy will enable them to overcome the impact of this tragedy. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid is urging students to refrain from illegal activities, especially lottery scamming. Senator Reid says students should use their resourcefulness as a means of finding or creating legal employment.
We have had to contend with scamming as a very notorious element of our society presently. There is nothing that says because you don't have that you have to do things that are unethical, that are wrong, that are criminal.
Senator Reid was speaking at the National Commercial Bank NCB Foundation Scholarships and Grants Reveal event recently. He says the effects of lottery scamming are far-reaching as the country's reputation impacts local banks as well as the economy. Mr. Reid says lottery scamming also affects the tourism sector, which is a significant contributor to the country's foreign exchange earnings. And students turning 12 years old who use the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, are being asked to update their SmarterCard profiles to continue benefiting from the concessionary bus fares. Children aged 11 and under pay a reduced bus fare of $30, while the elderly and the disabled pay $40 when they ride on the JUTC buses with their SmarterCards. JUTC Marketing and Communications Manager Reginald Allen says the SmarterCard system automatically charges the non-concessionary rate of $100 for people over 11 years old unless it is updated.
When you become 12, you have to get your profile to that of a student because the system is now saying you're an adult. And unless your profile had been changed to a student, same card that was taken off $30 before the summer holidays starts taking off $100.
Mr. Allen says students over 11 years old can visit any JUTC location to update their SmarterCard profiles. There is no cost to update the profile, and students are being urged to carry their SmarterCards with them when they visit the JUTC locations. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.